You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Of Mass Grave, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rust. All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. Here at 1 o'clock, as always, and if there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. Got a very special show today. Got some very special guests. Three members of a five-piece band called...
Spree Killers!
All right, so who's here from the Spree Killers?
Ryan Summerton.
And what does Ryan Summerton do?
Lead guitarist and backup vocals.
And producer and
recording artist.
Oh, calm down.
Yeah. No.
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 Calm down. And Fanny Adams, who is lead vocals.
G-tone bass. I play bass.
And you guys have been around for a few years.
Formed in 2012.
Okay, and the lineup has changed a little bit since then.
A little bit since then. We've been the lineup that we are now since 2013, and will continue to be the lineup that we are for indefinitely. And long as the Spree Killers are Spree Killers.
No, screw this. I quit.
We heard a track from your 2013 release, a track called Dinner Time. What do you guys like to eat for dinner?
Well, it depends on the day and how much effort I feel like putting into what I'm doing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm an opportunistic cannibal. I'm really lazy.
Okay, I see. And Spree Killers have just released their first vinyl release, and it's appropriately titled Seven Bloody Inches because it's a 7-inch, right?
Absolutely.
It's not released yet, though.
No,
May 1st.
We released Friday. May 1st.
And May 1st, and you guys are having a show for it, record release show.
True story. At Pat's Pub, May 1st, which is next Friday, we're having our EP release for Seven Bloody Inches, and we're playing with Blacked Out. Soul Sucker and
Obscene Being.
Old Derelicts and Obscene Being.
So that's next Friday or next Saturday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday. Excellent.
That's Pub.
Cool. So we're gonna hear the world premiere of that 7-inch momentarily, but we're gonna hear a set of tracks first, featuring a new track from the Gags, local Vancouver act. This is a CD.
Shout out to the Gag.
Yep.
This is a CD release called Trainwreck, and this is a track called Vacant Stare. Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Courtner Avenue, Cerritos.
Courtner One
Avenue,
less hurrah.
Cerritos.
One
man.
Less hurrah.
A lot of years, man.
A lot of goddamn memories with Scratch.
A lot of goddamn memories with Scratch.
Late for
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, we're back here, Generation Annihilation on CITR with three of the Spree Killers. We have Ryan from the Spree Killers and Fanny Adams from the Spree Killers and G-Tone Bass.
And
I like fishing.
But he does like fishing.
When I'm holidaying,
we're missing Stephen Gervais and Chad Sluice, who are at home listening right now.
All right, and we're going to give a listen to their brand new 7-inch release. But in the last set, we started off with the Gagged, Vacant State from Trainwreck. Yeah, you know some of them.
Bravo, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, the Gagged are fantastic.
Yeah, you were talking about the East Coast connection.
I was talking about the East Coast connection. I believe they're all from Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Eh?
Antagonizing motherfuckers.
Nova Scotians.
Yeah, following them, we heard U.S. Bombs from the 1999 Hellcat Records release, The World, track called Bombs Not Food, and a track that came out last year, which recently came to my attention by the legendary Channel 3. Memory was the name of the track, and that was a Record Store Day release that came out last Record Store Day on Hostage Records, and we followed with Agent Orange. Everything Turns Gray from the Living in Darkness release, Posh Boy Records going back to the early 80s. Agent Orange playing this Sunday, April 26th, with In the Whale and Shit Talkers, and that's at the Rickshaw Theater. But anyways,
Shit Talkers getting big gigs all the time.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah, this
Bravo.
Is a pretty gig for them. So yeah, Spree Killers, brand new 7-inch release. Should we talk about it now, or without further ado, should we just play? Okay, so
let's talk about it.
New 7-inch release. Okay, yeah. So what label is this one on? It's on your own label, right?
Kick Rocks Records.
Kick Rocks. Okay, how many pressings were there?
500.
500?
We did 500, yep, and we've got the plates to do 500 more.
So. Okay, excellent. And we're not hearing the actual vinyl today, but the actual vinyl you'll be able to get May 1st. But what is it? What color vinyl is it?
Clear.
No color. Clear.
Clear.
Yeah. You didn't go with blood red vinyl. Looking at this cover, I'm thinking
we went with blood red labels to go
okay.
on clear vinyl.
Okay. Well, that'll suffice then.
The reason why we're not listening to the record is because we forgot it.
It's because we forgot to bring it.
We were too excited to come down here and talk to you.
We were so concentrated on being on time
and bringing the
don't forget the beers.
I mean, then we forgot that we forgot.
And it's my birthday
because we're awesome.
Yeah, happy birthday!
It's G-Town's birthday. Happy birthday!
Yeah, would you normally be down at the Stormcrow today?
Normally on a Saturday afternoon, I am booked from 1 till 5 at the Stormcrow to wash dishes.
Okay, but not today.
Not today. Not today, buddy.
Okay,
not today,
cool. So,
my friend, today is G-Tone Day.
Okay, so let's get into this. Let's get into this release. Without further ado, this will be the A side for it.
Painted in blood.
Painted in blood from Spree Killers on Generation Annihilation.
Bruh, bruh!
It's not a life, it's not a discount store. You watch TV, you don't want any more. I tried to warn you, I could not stop you. You got ideas in your head, they won't happen, you're not living dead. I tried to warn you, I could not stop you. We'll be right back.
now in its fourth year, Takin' Turns provides a house concert-style venue for local and touring musicians to share their music and stories. Each month, three artists or acts take it to the stage and play music in the round. It happens every last Wednesday of the month at the Grand Cafe, located on 4124 Main Street. Takin' Turns is committed to bringing live and original music to East Vancouver while raising funds for Little Mountain Neighborhood House through a monthly raffle. This would not be possible without the continued sponsorship of Van City, Bone Rattle Music, Dominion Blue Reprographics, and CITR 101.9 FM. For more information about upcoming shows and artists, please visit www.takinturns.ca. That's Taken without the G.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM? That's right, that's right!
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca. Yeah, we're back here with the Spree Killers, and we start things off with a brand new track off their brand new 7-inch release.
Booyaka, booyaka, we bring it straight to ya!
On Kick Rocks Records. What was the name of here? Painted in Blood.
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah.
And we followed with Whorehouse of Representatives, 7-inch, going back to the mid-90s. It's a corporate world, after all. The track we heard was called Cream of Human Soup. And nice. We followed with Plasmatics, New Hope for the Wretched. Living Dead is the name of the track, featuring the late Wendy O. Williams. She's been dead since 1997. And after that, we followed with a track called Dead Girls from...
The Spree Killers!
And that was from your release that came out a couple years ago.
That was our debut self-titled album, full-length, that came out in 2013.
Right, and we're going to hear the B-side of the newest 7-inch, 7 Bloody Inches. I didn't ask, where was this one recorded?
My house, man!
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah,
we did Dungeon.
Did it all ourselves.
Cool.
Yeah, this is DIY, the entire thing. We silkscreened
our guitar player. Our guitar player, Ryan Summerson, has... Summerton?
Yep.
Has built a fantastic studio in the basement with our jam room.
Yep.
Nice.
We're getting great sounds out of it.
Steve and Ryan built the jam space, and Chad does all the silk screening for all of our merch and all of our album jackets and all of our...
And why don't you give everything. Him a plug?
Yeah, I was Screaming Demon Screenworks, which still definitely does short runs for shirts and all kinds of stuff.
But this is the first album to come out of our studio.
Excellent. And more bands are going to be doing it. You're going to
We've got bands recording right now.
Excellent. Yeah. Anybody know any
Shockload is the one I'm working
G-Tone's
on right now.
Other bands?
I haven't been in Shockload since September, but they've got a great new bass player and they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Cool. That's going to be
so
the
they're doing just fine without you.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. So, let's get back into the here, another track, the B-side, off the 7-inch by the Spree Killers, 7 Bloody Inches, which will be out next Friday.
May 1st.
At Pat's Pub. And, this is a track. It's called Fuck Your Face.
Fuck Your Face!
Yeah. is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, and we finished that last set off with an act called ICU, Dead Cities, originally done by...
The Exploited.
Yeah. Yeah, classic track. And this was on a compilation going back to late 90s. Heard an East Coast band called the New York Relics, who I don't think are around anymore, but from an early 2000s release called So Long. And Midnight Creeps from Providence, Rhode Island, gave us a track called I'm a Cunt. Yeah, I remember seeing them at CBGB's in the...
Did you just say cunt on the radio?
Yeah, you did.
Wow. I did. We are in 2015, people.
Yep, indeed. Good. Yeah, okay.
You don't have to cover it.
Yeah, and Spasms from Toronto, Ontario, going back to the 90s as well. Track called Hand Job.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, hand jobs.
I'm really enjoying.
Shout out to hand jobs.
I'm really enjoying the names of the songs in the list for today. This is really Spree Killers appropriate material.
And the fight on the track we started off was Fuck Your Face by
Spree Killers.
We're joined with here on the Generation Annihilation show.
We're gonna fuck your face all over Pat's Pub next Friday.
Yeah, for the record release show on Kick Rocks Records. So.
That's right.
Yeah, it'll be a good one, and yeah, after this show, May 20th, you're embarking on a
tour kickoff.
June 20th. Okay. We're embarking on our tour kickoff show.
Okay,
we're playing Atlanta Lose with Christ Air and Night Terrors, and that is the first show of a 27 show tour that will bring us back to bookend playing Funkies on August 8th.
So you're going from west to east, is that it?
That's it. From here to
Halifax and back.
Nice.
We're not going to Newfoundland, but we're going as far out as we can go.
This will be the second time you guys have done that.
Last time we got halfway, we got to Kenora, and then we came back.
But okay, so
Ontario,
this year we're double the distance,
exactly,
and three times the number of shows from last year's tour.
Excellent. So we've heard the A side and the B side of the new 7-inch called Seven Bloody Inches, appropriately titled. I guess we're going to hear something off the first release. Why don't we hear a track that features the mighty Ron Reyes on
vocals? Oh, that's the
good
one.
Choice.
Yeah. That is the one. It's a gooder.
Okay.
Thanks for having us
Hi, Ron.
Brother.
All right. Yeah, we'll come back. Don't worry.
Oh, we are coming back?
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
We're not kicking you yet, bud.
Yeah, can't get rid of us that easily.
Oh.
Okay, so this is the Spree Killers with a track called Don't Need This.
Listen to Piggy.
Why don't need this anymore?
get warm. Rounds, rounds, tick, come on and get some. Shout! Rounds, rounds, tick, you finally hit one. Rounds, rounds, tick, come on and get some. Get some!
Oh baby, baby, hold me tight. situation. This is a hot and spicy situation. I get my kicks off 50-year migration. That's for my spiritual unification. And God knows that you're my sensation. Yes, you are my main attraction. You give me all my sexual erection. We're having fun.
What is this? Some video game
Punch
theme
out.
Or something?
This is our ringtone.
Ringtone.
It's painted in blood, but we got my buddy Dan to program it.
We have to save Dan to this. Yeah.
So the thing is.
We're not there.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're online.
Oh, totally. Dan Whittle did the 8-bit for us.
Cool. So is this not on the actual 7-inch?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
It is. On the B side.
Okay, cool.
It's the big secret song that's totally,
yeah, that's
not,
totally
a secret
not a secret
at all.
Okay, so next Friday, so we're back here with the Spree Killers. In the last set, we heard from we heard a track called I Don't Need This featuring Ron Reyes on vocals. We're talking about the Iron Road Studios where Piggy and Ron Reyes used to jam.
Absolutely. So did we. Spree Killers took over Piggy's jam space.
The first album was recorded there as well.
Our first album was recorded there.
Brian Eltz
did the recording, and as you've heard, did a great job. Ron very graciously joined me in the studio, and I this being my first band and everything too, it was pretty humbling to be in a recording studio with Ron Reyes laying down vocals for an album. It was, it's one of those moments I'll have forever for sure.
Right, and, yeah. Okay. Yeah, what else do we hear in this set here? Having all these problems. What's doing what here? I can't hear the tracks. I can't hear the tunes. It's a matter
board
of
troubles. Yeah, it's
a
board
yeah.
being a dick.
We need a technician.
But we're not
electrician.
We're not bored sitting here, are
no,
we?
No,
okay.
At all.
No,
okay.
We are.
This has been amazing. This is the best
pretty drunk to tell you the truth.
This is the best hour of our day so far.
Okay. Well, it's only getting better. It's the first hour of the afternoon that has just passed, so
what
else do we hear in that set? Texas Terry Bomb, Your Lips My Ass, Raunch City from her, followed Nina Hagen from the Fearless LP, a track called Mind Sensation, and we also heard a track called Beer Cocky from the Spree Killers. So yeah, so come see them next Friday. Once again, the lineup is Spree Killers
and Blacked Out, Old Derelicts, Soul Sucker, and
Obscene Being.
It's going to be a fantastic evening. Five bands playing. Music starts right at 9.
And come down, get your... Is there a vinyl copy with
there
the...
There is vinyl copy.
Absolutely.
So yeah. Vinyl copy.
Vinyl copy, which comes with a download code as well. And after...
A couple extra treats.
Hand screen printed covers.
Couple extra treats. Yeah, there's lots of extras in the album. It's definitely worth the purchase. And after May 1st, if you'd like to buy our album, you can do so at www.kickrocksrecords.com.
And local record stores, I presume?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, and on tour, if you're listening in another part of the country, you guys.
From here to Halifax and back.
Absolutely. Check spreekillersband.com for all of our tour dates.
Excellent. And speaking of album releases, Legion of Goons are releasing some albums.
That is tonight, and we will
totally going to be there.
We will be there. I am excited about this.
And that's Legion of Goons, The Daggers, and Cardi 7. Yeah, always good. And a band called Not in Public, who I haven't seen, but I'm sure if they're like the other bands, they're probably good as well. And
absolutely.
If they're not, well...
That's Pat's Pub, too. You should be there. If you're not there tonight,
Okay, so while we're finishing up the show, okay, we're you can check you guys out. You guys have a Facebook page.
We do. We got the website, spreekillersband.com. Anything
and,
you need.
We got
Twitter. We got all that stuff.
And we were talking about DIY stuff. Give yourselves another plug. What are the other things you
Dead Girl Productions, which is booking and tour management and local show management, as well as Kick Rocks Records. Which is the record label that Ryan Summerton started up.
We got in-house screen printing.
Yep, with Screamin' Demons.
We got a tour bus.
We've got
DIY,
our,
baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, Spree Killers, check them out, support them, buy the record. And we were talking, not on the air a while back, I was confused, you were confused about whether you were on the air. This was not on the air, we were having an conversation off the air. Well, yeah, if you guys aren't wearing headphones, you can't hear whether you're on the air or not, but... we're having a conversation talking about how, DIY is what got us into punk rock in the first place. You
absolutely.
Guys said you guys came from metal.
Absolutely. I feel like metal is what brought me into punk. Like, I discovered punk through being a metalhead from the age of about, 8 years old. I still remember one of the first allowances I ever got and going out and buying an album by Metallica and Guns N' Roses, and my parents just being like, well... That's the end of that. We've lost this one. We'll just focus on the next kid.
I'll say in 1985, 86, I started... I went from listening to Motorhead to heavier stuff.
Yep.
After that. Or to the punk stuff. Motorhead was the first real heavy band I heard. But I remember in about 1985, 1986, a friend of mine played me GBH, and he also played me...
Yep.
Played me a bunch of bands, a bunch of thrash metal bands that I got right into... like Metallica, Slayer, and
Anthrax.
Exodus. Yeah,
I don't
trust
anybody that doesn't listen to Slayer. If you don't listen to Slayer, we can't even be friends.
And I was going to say, these are the bands that inspired me to listen to the heavier stuff, like GBH and Discharge.
Absolutely.
And The Exploited and
DRA.
Yeah.
I still remember the first time hearing Exploited to this day and being like, holy shit, this is what I want to do.
So we're gonna hear an album that turned 30 years old today.
Awesome.
Perfect.
Yeah. This record is going back to 1985. This is a defining...
April 25th, 1985?
Yep.
My birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday, G-Tone.
The day you were born?
Apparently.
No.
Apparently.
78, bro.
I
was born in 78.
What's your birthday, though?
I can't
my
math.
Birthday. They released it on my birthday when I was 7 years old.
Apparently, Paul Bailoff from Exodus, who passed away, this was his birthday too this day. So we're going to hear some Exodus.
Oh, happy birthday.
Cheers to Paul.
Cheers to Paul.
Going back to 1985 by the mighty Exodus, this is a track called Bonded by Blood. Check us out online, Generation Annihilation.
Bonded by Blood.
GenerationAnnihilation.com. Like us on Facebook. Thank you, Spree Killers.
Thank you very much for having us on, Aaron.
Annihilation.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back.